שיר עין חס קונטיניוד חוף גמלת הרבה היית אוף שלום ובאב מרץ 25, 1976 and Thursday continued
אתו עזרת שיר אופיסייה תופו משתה of his here to foreign so me mele the reason is why achis grushose achis grushose is a soro the reason is why achis grushose is a soro because not because of Luisa for the same reason that Amy Stelacha Mises is a soro and is an elbow because and the marital relationship is fucked so there is no Luisa. So here too there is no new Issa. So then the question arises, we have to understand, Chabakive says, Beis Chalutzana, Beis Hakosuf Kore Beisei, Umidreise, Achis Chutzavik Achis Isho, but Achis Kukosei is not a Sura Midreise, even according to Mandoma Yezike. So why should Achis Chutzosei, if before he gave a Chalitze, her Achis, her sister, was not a Sura Midreise? And once he gives a chalitze, so her sister becomes a surah midraisa again. Unless we say that the gzeras hakosuf no kashes. But it's not so mistaber. I mean that there is a gzeras hakosuf, that achiz kushosei there is a new isa. Even though b'achiz kushosei there is no new isa. So b'achiz kushosei there is a new isa. Alright, if there is no other teretz, alright, so we have to say that. Now, the Ramban, the Rashbo and the Ritvo, they all say that even according to Mandoma yes Zike, and Zike, and it has certain implications with Raisel, Ligabe Avoras Nidorim, Ligabe Yerusha Sabal, but Ligabe Arayes, Ligabe Arayes Bishay, so Achis Kukosei, even Bechayes Kukosei, is only also Mavor, or Rims Kukosei. So, even Bechayes Kukosei is only Osam Rabbah. So, with the Pshat is, as we said, that even if Yesh Zike Midraise, so it only means he has a key and Ishes, but it's not an Ishes of Dushin Midraise. So, Mele and the Suri Shemir is based upon the Ishes of Dushin, not upon any other key and Ishes. The Karneiro says, here the second Peri, so he says that Mukiyes Hashite is, that according to Mandoma, Yezike, so Mimele Imsku Kosei has a din of Chameisei, she's an Elvo Midrais. She's an Elvo Midrais. The Teisves read, and Yvomes, he says, that only according to Rabbeishe, that Yezike and Zike Kiknuso, we'll soon be learning that Gimok. So according to Rabbeishe, that not only Yezike, but Yezike and Zike Kiknuso, so there is an Issa Deraisa. The implication being that according to Mandoma, yes, Zike, but Zike Lavki Knuso, not Rabbeishe, so then there is no Issa Rabba Midraisa. But he says, Mukiyes of Shite is to the contrary. That she is a Chameisa, even according to Mandoma, yes, Zike, and we pass like that Mandoma. So just as it's yes, Zike Midraisa, Ligabi Aforas Nidorim, so Mimele, if someone marries, let's say, Ames Kukosei, so he even an Issa Arayas. Now, that's why the Karaneya. So, he mentioned, now let's take a look at the Mukiyes. I mean, that it's not a pshat like that in the Mukiyes. Now, just at the beginning of the second period, Mukiyes. Yezike, the second line beneath the Mishnah. Beneath the Mukiyes from the Mishnah. Yezike, Zikas Yidn, Alime Limeve Kiknuso, Viseres Imo Alayov, Mishum Chameise. יאפילו החמיס אי כאיסו את הרייס וכדאמרים לו בגמור הוח what did בגמור say? בגמור only says that even החמיס אי so שמר סיום משמי so עושבים that's what בגמור says but where does בגמור say that אי כאיסו את הרייס that בגמור doesn't say now the carnero assumed that the pshat here in the Mukiyesef is that if yes zike, so then the aims kukose is asur milrais, like chameis. Umi, what let's see what the Mkiyisu says. Umi roshetayda sheim kicho, sheim kicho. Leimo shal yivento vafilu bechayeo gudushin teifsin leibo. Diloy aline zike laavkuye shalayiu gudushin teifsin michayvaser. V'yoche muchach mehod Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire, v'yavo gav disova yei zike, v'yotza v'achiso, at sheyase ochiv ha-godu ma'ise, gdushin shekidish l'achiv, v'achiso gdushin, have, v'yuhu osa v'yivemtei, mishim achis ishtei, v'ha-ma'ise tolu bo. So in other words, so he says, even according to mandama yei zike, but im kide ishli, moshal yivemtei, she's asuro, v'afru b'chayeo gdushotei, v'sim li bo. In other words, but if yes, Zike mid Raise, Nike is over the Raise, so the Yimo Shal Yivemte should have a din of Chameise, Gdushin is not taken with Chameise. So the way the Karneiro must have understood it, even though he doesn't discuss what the Pshat is, because the Aloch is like Rabbi Akif, there is a machleke between Rabbi Shmuel. No, I mean, that couldn't be, he says. ומי הוא רואו שתדע שאם קיצ'ו לאימא של יבנטי ואפילו בחייו הוא קדושין תפסים בו. So he says even בחייו. So why should קדושין תפסים בו? So in other words, so the פשט in the book Yosef is that if יש זיקה is אסור מדרעיסה, but there is no cause. I mean, this is true according to the Tzitzis Rit. Now the Tzitzis Rit says that if according to Rabbi Yosef that yes, zike and zike okiknuso, so it's asur midraise. The asur midraise. As a matter of fact, and there is even a nisare shishish according to the Tzitzis Rit. If someone will be born under Yevomo, according to Rabbeish, I'll leave the Rabshime, the ziko is kiknuso, so we'll be able to nisare shishish. But nisare and chorus there isn't. So in other words, so she's not a full shishish. So mele ligabi the isare of chameise also. It's kiknuso, but it's not completely kiknuso. It's not completely kiknuso. So mimele, there is no mise, there is no chorus, and so on. So no chorus. So mimele, that's why gdushni stays in. So in other words, so this is what the Tzitzis Rit says. I leave the rabbeishel. It's kiknuso. So the same thing could be true of the mukiyes. But I think that the pshat in the because then the Mukiyesef himself says avol in machver ze, so he says now let's see the whole thing case shemeres yovim amtenes liyivim yivomo shekid shochiv shel yovim es achiso achas shenoch lutzut neyem emi lil maris amtim mitlish achis chos kukos koskot achi yase maise achi yavim achil chos haivomo vitiv kazi koso mimcho au meziko osro achiso ויקשו, אחר שקידש אבו מימה שנפקו זיקוסו, ואפילו יעשה אוכיב מעשי. After all, if let's say Levi, if Levi was מקדש, let's say Leia, so ממילה the Zike should be פוקה, because אחרי זה ישתה. ויש תרצו, דקים דקיימלון יש Zike, הרי יקום קודשס אצלי, הילק אחרי נדים שתצא מקודשס למקודשס. So in other words, what's the pshat? In other words, if yesh zike, so midraise there is a kiyan ishes, but it's not a kiyan of gdushin. But a kiyan ishes there is. So mimele that just as Rishayim say, Tisa says that Mentes, that even though the Yisar Elvo precludes Tisa's gdushin, so that is, if she's an Elvo already at the time of the Tisa's gdushin, but if she already became a Kodeshes, and then she became an Elvo, so then the Gdushin is not Poka. So here too, she was Knuya before Levi was Mikabe Shleya. So Mimele, that's not Mafkia the Kiyanishis. That's the Pshat. Aber if he say, he knows so Dinu Dodiv, Tein HaKadeshes, Viteitze Askuko. So that's Teise Shite. And this is the Pshat that we mentioned in Teises. Aber in Machver Zebeina Amforsh Machenim. Di Nisui Mafkiyin, Gdushin Nama Ave Mafkiyin, Di Gdushin Midraise, Vizike Midrabono. So here the Mukiyesef says, in so many words, Vizike Midrabonon, that means not that the whole Chalizdin Zike is Midrabonon. The Yisar of Achis Kukose is only Midrabonon. So the Karneiro assumes that this is the Mukiyesev's own shita, the second Russian Kiyesev. But at the beginning, when Mukiyesev said, so that represented another shita. And now he rejects the first lotion, but according to the first lotion, but I think that the pshat is because then there will be many difficulties, many kashes. If we say that if yes zike, so achisu kose izosa midraise, there will be many kashes. But the pshat in the Kiyesev is very simple. He says yes zike zikasiv malim lemevike knuso. So in other words, if not only according to Rabbi Ishe, here he's not discussing Rabbi Ishe. Everyone who says yes zike, every tane who says yes zike, so it means kiknuso midraise, but not kiknuso al dikdushin, but kiknuso like the pilegesh of Himelech. That kind of a tianishes. Ve'yisere simu al ayob, mishum chameise. So he says, da'afilu la'chamise yike yisure diraise. In other words, ligabe chameise al dikdushin. So there is a lisa deraise. Why does Mukiyesev have to mention who is concerned here with the Yisar of Chameisei al Dikdushin? We are concerned here with the Chameisei of Eims Kukosei, not Chameisei, a real Chameisei mother-in-law, Chameisei al Dikdushin. The answer is because the Gemara here says that according to Mandoma Yezike, so Shemeres Yom Shemeiso is Asura Be'imo. Now, so why? But that's only an Isam Rabbonon, even Bechayis Skukoso. So he sees only Osa Be'imo. Why? Because the Isa, the Raise of Sheir Ishtei is based upon Ishes of Dushin, not any other king and Ishes. But Midrabonon, she is Asur. So when could so the Chachomim would only Aser the Eis Kukosei, Leacham Isa Kukosei, if Midraise Eim Ishtei is Asur. But if Midraise Eim Ishtei is muteres and is only asur min rabbonon, so the chachomim wouldn't aser here eims kukosei even min rabbonon, then it would be like exeira. So that's the reason as to why Mukiyesev says that afilu achamisi ki isur edraise, not the way the Karneiro assumed that iki isur edraise by eims kukosei. By eims kukosei there is no isur edraise, even bechayis kukoso. So there is no isur edraise by eims kukoso. But the Gemara says that according to Mandoma Yezike, so Eim Shlukose is Asura Lachamisa Shlukose. So that's why is it so? Because even though Chameise, Mamesh Chameise, Lachamisa Sishte, so there is no strength, and according to Rashi, there is no chorus, but in Isa the Raise there is. So Mimele sees there is an Isa the Raise, but Hamise Mamesh Lachamisa Sishtei. So because of that, by Eim Shlukose, it's Osam Rabon. But if there hadn't been Osam Raise, so Eim Shlukose, it wouldn't even be Osam Rabon. Only Bechayim Shlukose, then Eim Shlukose would be Osam. But in Achaname, there is no Rishon who says that according to Mandoma, Yesiki. That according to Mandoma, Yezike, that Eim Shlukosei is Asur Midraise. So Mimele, so then, we have to say, according to the Rivom, that the death of the wife terminates the marital relationship between the husband and the wife. And still, Chameisei Lachamisa Sishte is Asur. So we have to say that when the Torah asserted, the Torah asserted all the Sheir Ishtei on the basis of the fact that they are the kriveis of his year to four Ishtei. Of his year to four Ishtei. So Memele, Achiz Grushose is also Asura because she's the Achiz of his year to four wife. Of his year to four wife, not that there is a new Yisair in Achiz Grushose. So why does Rabbi Akiva say that Achiz Grushose is an Elva Midraise? So you have to say, Rabbi Akiva darshens it from a special pasuk. So even though Achiz Grushose does not involve a new Yisair, but Achiz Grushose is a new Yisair. Mashenik, and according to the Ri, we don't have to say like that. According to the Ri, so we can say that Achiz Grushose is a new Yisair. So Mela Achiz Grushose is Asura in the same way as Achiz Grushose. Alright. Now, Dilma Diyab Mchad Mayasina. So in other words, So that means that because of Bitul Mitzvah Sivonim, there is an Isser of Bitul Mitzvah Sivonim on the basis of the Chashash. Maybe if Levi will be Yam Rochel, so before Yehuda has an opportunity to be Yam Leye, so Yehuda will die, and then there will be Mitzvah Sivonim. In other words, we are Chashish from Isser. In other words, Reb Yude says that before Yom Kippur, so we had to be making another woman as a wife for the King Godel, because if the King Godel is not married, so then it will be making the whole kapore of Yom Kippur. So Afisha Achas Maskinle, in case Chas V'Sholem his wife dies, so we'll be able to be mikadosh this one. So this Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbanan say, no, we don't have to be meichin isha acheres, because we don't have to be cheshish, lest the King God will die. So Rabbanan libisa lechosh, lest lechim sakin isha acheres, shema tomes ishtei, v'rabmeya gupa lechayish lishemo yifkaneid, v'loy lishemo yomus, b'firi kolagin, v'yesh leima. So why are we cheshish here in connection with Bitul Mitzvah Sivomi? V'yesh leima, v'le alter davke lechayish, avol hoche, פיומי שמאחר זמן גודל מלאך לעצם ליאבם אחר חברי ובזמן מרובה חיישינו שם היומוס לכולם. So this says that the Rabbono on the Tchish Yishlim is over there. It's a question of a few days before, all the Achones before Yom Kippurim, as far as the King Godel is concerned, it begins 7 days prior to Yom Kippurim. So it's a question of in a short time. So that we are not cheshish, but here in connection with Yivn, so many times it is postponed for a considerable time. So Memele, we have to be cheshish. If it's in connection with this Mamerubo, so we have to be cheshish. What is called Mamerubo? What is called Mamur? That Tesa doesn't say. The Avol gav de Abaye midame shemo mes lishemo yomus. According to Abaye, there is no difference, because there is one mandoma who says shemo mes loy chashinon, shemo yomus chashinon. But Abaye doesn't distinguish between Shema Mes and Shema Yomus. Ul Shema Mes lechayish chameir afilu lizman merubot itnam bat Yisroel ansur alikeyen vol abayelum des hayam yichelez bitrumo b'cheska shilkayim. So even if it's 20 years since the husband left them des hayam, so she still yichelez bitrumo b'cheska shilkayim. Ushmait in asik Abaye dimashma, because Abaye is involved here in this shakovit haye dimashma dikim na Abaye. So lumidamu legambe, even though Abaye says that we are not cheshish shema yomus, but there is still a difference between shema mes and shema yomus. Ela shema yomus lialta. So we are not cheshish, but the shema mes we are not cheshish even with mamur. Teida the loy ligamre midame. The rabbi chayish lishema yomus lialta. Iva iya vechayish nami lishema mes. Now rabbi Yude is. Just a few days before Yom Kippurim, he says, "Mechin leisha acheres." So he have a chayish namu l'shem emes le'alter. So in the Vasov, in Kineshesken, she yotz a bailo mepesar beisei l'techo bitrumo elo kisherei a bailo bifoneo chay. I mean, that's inconceivable. So we see that there is a difference between zman mu'et and zman mu'et. Vim teima v'leich le'tzchad. So Tesis says, since Reb Meir holds the Tainzike, so there is no Yisrael of Achiz Kukosei per se. There is no Yisrael of Achiz Kukosei per se. But the Yisrael is only because of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim. Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim. So why is there Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim? Because if we allow to be miyabim, let's say to Levi, to be miyabim Rochel, so maybe before Yehuda has an opportunity to be miyabim Leye, so Yehuda will die, so then there'll be a bit of Mitzvah Sivomim. But there is an eight, lich leitzchat. So let's say Levi give chalit, v'hod el yabim midoch, v'shulek el emeichash lebitul miyom. So why do we say that neither one can be Misya Benes? One at least can be Misya Benes if we say Einzik. V'yesh Leima, this old Rashi has the same Kashi. And then the first Teretz is the same as Rashi says. V'yesh Leima, the Gazrinon, Dilmos, Eliyabim, Bereshi. Because Eliyabim, Bereshi. Then Tesis gives another text. V'rivon pireish, mishum di bishas nefile lechozet avayi, kol zman shalechov atlachas. So what's the pshat? In other words, so the Rivon says, the Rivon is applying here the haloche of kibum shenesro shalachas. In other words, just as there is a haloche midraisi of kibum shenesro shalachas, so asu all of ilom is. So if at the time of the nefilah there it was osatu b'miyabim, now here, if mekorit rameya tetein zik, if mekorit rameya tetein zik, so still, let's say in this case of Aboach, so Levi is not allowed to be miyabim roche. Why? Because if he's miyabim roche, maybe soon afterwards Yehuda before has an opportunity to be miyabim leya. So you would all die, so then there'll be a beetle, Mr. Miyam. So that means that no one at the very outset, at the moment of Nefilah, at the very outset, no one, neither brother is allowed to be Miyam. So at the first moment of the Nefilah, she was Asura Midrabo. So even though the Tam is not because of any semblance of Arayas, the Tam is because of beetle Mr. Miyam. It's an altogether different Tam. But the fact is that Rochel is Asuro, and either brother at the very outset, and Leah is Asuro. So it's Nesrol of Shoachas Midrabo at the very outset. So since at the first moment of the Nefilah, Rochel is Asuro because of Bitul Mitzvah Yibamim, but she's Asuro, whatever the reason is. So it's Nesrol of Shoachas. So even after he gives chalitze, and then the time of Bitul Mitzvah Yibamim is Machayach, so it's Nesrol at once. That's a big chiddush. Alright, this is what the Rivon says. The Rivon pireish mishum b'bishas nefilah lechozet avaye kol zman shelechol zlachas. So in other words, it's a twofold chiddush. First of all, one chiddush is that the halacha of nesrol shelachas, nesrol b'lomu is shayach midrabo. One could say this whole halacha of nesrol shelachas is only where she was nesrol of shelachas at the very outset midrais. But where at the very outset she was only Asura Midrabonon, so then there is no. And then there is another Chiddush, a bigger Chiddush. As far as this Chiddush is concerned, so you could argue, after all, call the Tikkun Rabbonon can the Reise Tikkun. So just as Midraise, wherever she is Asura Mitzad Ishesach, at the very outset, so Mimele, she's, so it's Asura of Lomis, even though the circumstances change, so Mimele, Midrabonon knows. But here there is a bigger Chiddush, another Chiddush. Here we are concerned with the Mandoma who says Zein Zike. So Mimele, even at the very outset, she Mishleime, according to Mandoma, Yes Zike. So Mimele, at the very outset, it would be a Nisea of Elvo Midrabonon. So Mimele, we say Nesal of Shachas. But here we are dealing with the Mandoma who says Ein Zike. So Achis Kukose is not like Midrabono, like Achis Ishte. But it's a different kind of an Isa, Pitul Mitzvah Yibamim. It's a different kind of an Isa. So Mimele, why should we say Nesrol of Shoachas? So Nesrol of Lomis, Nesrol Shoachas means if there is Nesrol Shoachas on the score of Ishesach. So Bishleim, if the Isa Midrabonon is an Isa Elbo Midrabonon, let's say Achiski Kose, Ekon Mandoma Yezike. So even though it's Midrabonon, but Midrabonon it's an Isa Elbo, so Bimele, at the very outset, the Isa Rishis Achischal Midrabonon. So it's less Olamis. But here, even at the very outset, it's not on the score of an Isa of Rishis Ach. It's a different kind of an Isa. Bitul Mitzvah Yibamim. So what? So we have to say that the Pshat in the Rivon is that since Yirme is a tam sheyir, but at the very outset, Bishas Nefile, he was not allowed to be miyabner. Levi was not miyabner, was not allowed to be miyabner. Yehuda was not allowed to be miyabner. Either one of the two yevames. So Mimele, since he was not allowed to be miyabner, so there is a mitigation of zike. Because what does zike mean? Zike means, by definition, is a marital attachment. You can say marital attachment to the Yavam if it can be realized. But if we tell him you can't realize it, what kind of a marital attachment is it? So because of that, let's say I mentioned that several times, let's say in regard to Chayav Lav V'Esed, according to most Rishonim, that it's Chuletzes Nidereise, Yesh Lo Chayavo Ma'achas. I mean, that Roshan remains in the Maskone. So what kind of Ezekiel is it? It's not Ezekiel's. So it was mentioned. So it's not Ezekiel's Yibim, it's Ezekiel's Chuit. It's not Ezekiel's Yibim, because Zikas Yib means that she is attached to him. In other words, that he has to be miyabim her. But if he's not allowed to be miyabim her, so how can we say Zikas Yib? Now here, he's not allowed to be miyabim her. Yib means a tamshi here. But the fact is that he's not allowed to be miyabim her. So mainly there is a mitigation of the Zikas Yib. Midrabonon. Midraise is allowed to be miyabim her. But Midrabonon, so he's not allowed to be miyabim her. So mainly there is a mitigation, with the Rabbanon, there is a mitigation of Zike. If there is a mitigation of Zike, so mainly with the Rabbanon, this is a Reshi Sachischa. Because every Yivome involves an Isra Reshi Sach. But the Zike overcomes the Isra Reshi Sach. But here with the Rabbanon, since there is a mitigation with Zike, because if he's not allowed to be miyabma, so that means there is a certain mitigation in the marital attachment, in the zike. So mimele, if there is a mitigation in the zike, midrabonon, so midrabonon there is a misa reshesach at the very outset. So mimele we apply the haloche of neschol of shachas. This is what Rebon says. Then Teisa says, vikashi li perushi. Deis is enough for Trilo Tishtere. Kiholas and Shinio. Dabri, Vomo, Shehutro, Vinesro, Ditarzio, Tero, Vishay. Now let's take this example. Aboachim, Ruben, Shimon, Levin, Yehuda, Schneim, Hem, Ruben, and Shimon, Nisuim, Shteachoitz. So Ruben was married to Rochel, Shimon was married to Leo. Now, Umeisan, Suin, Achoitz. So I mean, so they didn't die the same split second. So one died first, and then the other one died. So let's say that Reuben died first. So Rochel was not for Trilo. So he has the kashe. They say she's not for Trilo when Reuben died. So then Rochel was Nepheles. Was Nepheles before Levi and Yehuda. And Leah, so it was not Nepheles as yet. Shimon was still living. So at that time, she was Muteres. Then, let's say a month later, doesn't make a difference when. But later, so Shimon died. So then there became a problem of Achizku Kosi. So, I mean, not Achizku Kosi here, I ain't Zike. So Achizku Kosi because of Bitu Mitzivon. So it became Asur. Became Asur. Then he gave Chalit, so became Muteres again. So Yivomo, Shehutro, Vinesro, Vichosro, Vuhutro. So we paskin the Tarzo, the Tero, Rishe. So Mimele, he should be able to be Miyam. He should be able to be Miyam, according to Mandoma, that Yivomo, Shehutro, Vinesro, the Tarzo, the Tero, Rishe. Alright, now. So anyway, this thesis is based upon the premise that we say Kiddush and Eschos Shorachas in the Rabbon. In the Rabbon. And even where the Isser Rabbon is not based upon Zike of an Isser of Elbon in the Rabbon, of Achis Kikosi per se, like being like Achis Ishte. Even where the Isser Rabbon is based upon Bitu Mitzisivon. But actually, there is a Machlekes in the Gemara. I'm ready. There is a Machlekes. That I turn to Gemara that comes in the base. Now, Omar Avune, the staff cosino with base, they fly from the top. Omar Avune, Omar Avune. ויש אחויס יבומיס שנופלו לפני יוגומר. So, if there are two achoyes yivomits that were not fluid in the Yovomechot, Rochel and Leah, two sisters, and not fluid in the Yovomechot, so cholatz l'chesheino hutro, cholatz l'shnio hutro, meiso l'sheino muta b'shnio, v'inzor chleima meiso shnio shemuta b'sheino, because משום דהבה יבומה שהוטרו ונסחו וחוצרו והוטרו תז לתיאורישן הוא סז דטרק רבי איכן אומר מייסו שניו מותרישן אבל מייסו שינו עושה בשניו מי טיימה שכל יבומו שאין אני קירי בו בשס נפילו יבומו יובי עולה הרי זה כשסה שיש לו בונים ועשו ורב לסלי היסלורי גום הרב כל אישו שאני קירי בו בשס נפילו יבומו יובי עולהו הרי כן שסך שיש לו בונים ואסורו הנה מילהי חדיקוי באפו יצרח איסי שדרייס אבל הוכה זי כדרבונם. זאת אומרת שזה מחלקת בתוין רב ונדרבי איכן, בתוין רב ונדרבי איכן, as to whether the הלוכה of נסר שואחס applies to a case of the רבונון or not. So according to רבי איכן it applies according to רבונם כדרייס, and according to רב, according to the Rav, he doesn't apply. So in other words, so what the Rivon says here, the Bishpirish, the Mishushas Nefila and the Chozet, the Rivon Pirish, the Mishushas Nefila and the Chozet, Tavaye calls Mashchol Shachas, so it's Nesho Shachas. So in other words, so we have to say that this Gemore, Rav Yehude, accords with, that Rav Yehude agrees with Rav Yechanan. That we say by the Rabbonon, we say Nes Rosh Hashanah. But the Rabbonon is saying Nes Rosh Hashanah. Now, but according to Rav, so by the Rabbonon we don't say Nes Rosh Hashanah. So now it's Rav Yude doesn't agree with Rav. And Gemara points out, we learned yesterday that Rav Yude said that Din, that's not Mishmei the Rav, that's Mishmei the Shmuel. So the Mele. So Mele disagrees with Rabbi Eichanan. Now, Tesis there, this is the Tesis that mentions the Rach. Avol Hoche Zike the Rabbonani, the Tesis that comes out in the days. Kirish Rach, the Rabbi Taimei, the Omar Inzik, the Avol Gav, the Osa, Mishun Bitu Mitzis Yivomim, the Choshi Vachisa, the Israel Omis, Afki Shetobi, the Chvalete, Avol Eman, the Omar, Yezike, so Rab, would agree that according to the Tane who says Yezike Rule Ezia Mishum Shnei Eschol of Shoachas Midrabon, that's a Chidesh. But Tesis says so. I mean Tesis mentions the name of the Rach. Tesis mentions the name of the Rach. So in other words, so Tesis says that when Rav says that by the Rabbonon we don't apply the Aloche of Neschol of Shoachas, it doesn't mean that according to Rav, but by the Rabbonon we don't say Nes Rosh Hashanah, because Rav holds Einzik. So even at the very outset it was only Asuro, Mitzad Bitu Mitzas Yivomit. So mainly we don't say Nes Rosh Hashanah, but Rav would be made that according to Tanoim, whether we say Zike or Yezik or anything, that's a machlokes like Tanoim. Rav paskens like he agrees with the Tanoim that Einzik. But Rav would be made that once we assume Yezik, then we should say Nes Rosh Hashanah. Give me Rabbon. Why? Because there is a general principle of Kol Tikkun Rabbonon Kein D'Raisa Tikkun. So Monef Shech, just as we say Nes Rosh Hashanah Nidraisa in the case where at the very outset she was Nachis Isha. So Mimele we say Nes Rosh Hashanah and then his wife died. So the Yisar of Achis Isher is Poka. So we say, through the Yisar of Achis Isher is Poka, but the Yisar of Ishesach is not Poka, because of Nesro Shoachas. So wherever there is, so if we say Ezekiel, she's Asurah Midrabonon. She's Asurah Midrabonon. So, because of Achis Kukosei, which is like Achis Ishtei Midrabonon. So Mimele we all, so even Rab would be made that we say Nesro Shoachas. But here, the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Eichanan is only if we say Einzik. So Rabbi Eicher holds that even if we say Ein Zikeh, and the Issa the Rabbanon is an Issa that is based upon Pitul Mitzvah Sivoni, we still say Nesra Shachas, Mashayin Kenev Kol Et Rav, if the Issa the Rabbanon is not an Issa Elbon the Rabbanon. It's Ein Zikeh, but because Pitul Mitzvah Sivoni, so Memele we don't say Nesra Shachas. Why not? Because, so the Machleik is between Rav, so according to what Rav says, the Machleik is between Rav and Rabbi Eicher and his, they both agree that Kol Tikkun Rabbono came the Raisa Tikkun. So wherever there is a Lisa Elbo mid Rabbono, Kain Elbo mid Rabbono, at the very outset, so Mimele, so that brings into effect the Lisa, because if there is a Lisa Elbo mid Rabbono, so certainly mid Rabbono there is a mitigation of Zikeh, because mid Rabbono there is a Lisa Elbo. So mid Rabbono there is a mitigation of Zikeh. If there is a mitigation of Zikeh, so Mimele, mid Rabbono there is a Lisa Shesach. But Rabbi Eicher holds that even if we say Ein Zikeh, and the Issa with Rabbanon is an Issa of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomin, but here there is a Tam Sheyeh, in view of the fact that, let's say, Levi is not allowed to be Miyavim, Roch Lo to be Miyavim Leah, so that brings about a mitigation of Zikeh. If there is a mitigation of Zikeh, so Mimele, there is an Issa Neshesach with Rabbanon. And Rav holds, no, since the Issa is not an Issa Elbo, it's an extraneous Issa of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim, so it does not involve a mitigation of Zikeh. So that means even with Rabbanon there is full Zikeh. So if there is full Zikeh in Rabbanon, but there is an extraneous Issa with Rabbanon, so Memele, there is no Issa Shesach. Even with Rabbanon there is no Issa Shesach. So in other words, so we have to say, now here we are dealing with the Mandoma who says Ein Zikeh, and still the Ribon says that we apply the aloche of Kibush Nesra Shoachas. So that means that it accords with Rabbi Yechaneh, not with Rav. Alright. Mi ano. Vimlav tamtin achetag. Pimesh bikuntres. Tamtin deu achetag deu aktan. Vinalosh mashmake. Do we have a remember Halazu elevitates in Shmachis Isho? Hoyu the Tamtin, why Halazu epis? In other words, he apparently is now he's addressing, the Tani is addressing himself to someone else. Hoyu the Tamtin amagdilakoi, elenire the Tamtin actanom milivail, achitagdil. Avobikatnes osolivi. Afal gab di sobar in zikeh, so still, he's not allowed to live with the ktan. Di mechuya radovo, kibli di behai bi eloi miftere deo. What's the pshat? But in zikeh, so why is it mechuya radovo? I mean, she's nisua to him in Rabbanon. He has dush in Rabbanon. So why is mechuya radovo? But once he can be kene her, so then once he can be kene, let's say lichetagdil. So then we tamtin achetagdil, and then he's boleo we take the alazum shemachisisho. So we should also say why, because new kedushin is realized. But how is he allowed to make the new kedushin? It's mechuy adovo. The answer is because through that beer, so the other one becomes an achisishom with the raise. So maybe the zikeh is spoken. So since he accomplishes something, he patters her. So it's not mechuy adovo. But before she's stuck deal, so he doesn't accomplish anything. So maybe it's mechuy adovo. Why is mechuy adovo? Ein zikeh. So there is no isar of achis kukosi. There is no isar achis kukosi. So we have to say that the pshat and thesis is now the whole machlekes anoyim whether yes zikeh or ein zikeh. So that means the zikeh of kianishes, which whether the yivome is considered as the wife as married to the yom. So the mandoma who says yes zikeh, so b'neila she is considered the wife of the yom when the yom can be made for a nigorim. The mandoma who says ein zikeh, so he says she is not considered the wife of the yom. But everybody agrees there is Zikeh. I mean, there is an Issa of Yivon Lishuk, Midraise. We see Ishes Amesa Chutzol Izo. So how is that called? That is also called Zikr. But it's a different kind of Zikr. It's a different kind. What kind of Zikr is that? According to Mandoma, Rein Zikr. So it's not a key initiative that Yom has. If the Mandoma who says, yes, Zikr, so Midrai says she is his wife. Not a wife of the Dushin, but the same kind of wife, like Pelegesh Melech. So, and the Mandoma who says, Ein Zikr, she is not his wife. But Zikr there is. She's a solely shuk. She's a solely shuk. And what is, and it's not just an Isser. She's a solely shuk. Just think there's a kosuf, I mean, like Poradume. She's a solely shuk until she gets flitzed. No, she's a solely shuk because there is a marital attachment to the yobim. And the marital attachment to the yobim consists in the fact that if the yobim is boreleo, so she becomes his wife. Even without a das. In other words, so through Yibin there can be a hemshech of the ishes of the Ochiv Ames. So that kind of zike there certainly is. I mean, that's zike. But there is no zike of that to be considered, she should be considered, and the Yivona should be considered as married to the Yom. But there is a marital attachment. So Mimele, if we say yes, zike, so then with the Rabbonon there is an iser of achis ishte. If he is born on Achiz Kukosin. But if we say Ein Zike, there is no Yisra Mid Rabbonon of Achiz Ishtei Mamesh, an Yisra Avo. But of an Yisra of Nireis Ki Achiz Ishtei, that there is. Now in Shabbos, I mentioned this in Derech Moshe. So we have certain Shvusim. We have certain Shvusim that is Bein Mamesh Mid Rabbonon. And then we have Merzek Binyan. And the halachas are different. So certain shvusim is binyan mid rabbanon, but it's not merzik binyan. It's more than merzik binyan. And then we have other shvusim that it's merzik binyan. And there is a difference. So if we say yes zike, so she is considered married to the yom. So mimele, even though there is no israchis isho mid raise, but in the rabbanon there is mamish an israchis isho. Mashenkin. If we say ein zike, so it's not. So there is no Yisar Elbo, there is no Yisar of Achis Isho. But still, since there is a marital attachment, and through Yivomo Yobi Oleo, she can become his wife and be Mamshir the Ishes of the Ochiv Ames, so Mimele, if he's Boaleo, Bikatnuso, and he doesn't patter the Gdelo in that B.A., so it's nearest Ki Achis Isho. So Mimele, it's also something about Mashenke. Once she is tagged there, so then with that B.A., she'll be Matkia, the Zike of the Yehomet. So Mimele is not Mechoy Adoro, so it's not near his Kiachizik. But if he doesn't accomplish anything, and the Zike remains in the Yehomet, so then the B.A. involves an Isaiah of near his Kiachizik. Alright, Shemer Shom, that thesis we learned on it, but just go over. Shemer Shom, Shkidish Ores Achisa. Eimeri, the Dafke Kidei Shem Reham Temeliso, Mishum Shas Nisuyim Lira Kineisei Achis Kukosi. Avol im Nosokvo, Shemishne Gmuro, Poka Lezika Ligamre, Poka Lezika Ligamre, Vinzorek Laham Temeliso. So we explained it, I mean, and that is mentioned by Nukreisef, it's even mentioned by the Ramban, the same Svore, because true that if we say yes, Zike, so she's considered his wife, it's not an issue of Dushin, but she's considered a king of Ishes mit Reise, so that king of Ishes wants it is Chal, so the Israelvo is not Mafkir. Not Mafkir. Mashenke, if no so, so that king is more of a king. Than the Kinyan Zike. Because it's also Nisuin Murim and it's Dushin. Mashain Ken Kinyan Zike is a Kinyan Ishes like Nisuin, but it's not an Ishes of Dushin. So Mimele, the Kinyan Ishes of Dushin and Nisuin together is Mafkia, the Kinyan Ishes of Zike, which is just Nisuin without Dushin. Right. Vidavke Kinishachanikil, Kinimucha Bachiritz. The Bikinish Bisa Aich, the Mosikalo, Meso Ishte Mutabivante, we should have the Gomashutra Nessel Hotel Utro. Avol in Kinish Beheter, K keine Michele, Schleus, Achis, Kotzmisch, das Duschen, in Zorland, in Klau. Because then, just, since she's an Elmo, so since Duschen is not Eifes, so the King of Ishes, the woman is certainly not Eifes. He's certainly not Eifes. So, on the second Dean, all the Rishen agree. But, on the first Dean, the Tesa says, Avo in Nosok Voshi, Ishtid Mura Pokale Zikali Gamre, Vinzoch Lamtin Livail, so Dagishin Machet, the Rit Voishet. And he says, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Nosok Vo or not Nosok Vo, even Nosok Vo. So it's still Tzoch Lamtin. So what's the Svara of the Rit Vo? The Rit Vosvara is. Nisuin is not mafkia. Even Nisuin is not mafkia. Emri lehamte, bim tema, loma tzolik lehamte. Die Chidi de Kitscho, pochalo sich alle Gamre, das sind Kasche. Die Mucham kriegen alle Dachin, da wir hoden, aber ein Bläser. Meimer, na, bisham, I say, that Meimer is keine, je wommen mit Reis. So, der Bläser says, Meimer, li bisham, I ni keine, kein Gomo, el Litre is bizorra bewaad. Oma, Robin, af anana mit Ione, bisham, I am ruhig kein, die Ebe, den, ich hat chile loi. Wie ist all gedei doch, das sei Mischne. Ob abo ach stei men nisim stei achoy so was ist mal da oh schlei schach schnei nisim stei achoy wie achod mufi hoben shimen alei so hoben shimen a mary to rochen lei und wer achod mufi levi is not now. Mei sechon bala achoyes, vosa bemufne maina. Vahakei mei sochi vashen. Bishama yemri mishte yimei. Vahalo zu teitze mishim achis isho. U bisila yemri mei tse sishti beget, u bichlitze mishim sochi bichlitze. So, the Gemara says, Omar Ablezer, loy teinu maimel bishama kene kien gomu, di boi lafu kisakele begite, ala maimel bishama ne kienu litre vizor duva. Omar Ablopi, nafanan ametion. Bishama yemri, yikaim rei mechatchilo lei, ויהי סלקדאי תחמיימו בשמי, כנה כן גומו, זה יעשה מיימה ויקנה, וזה יעשה מיימה ויקנה. וזה יעשה מיימה ויקנה. ומי קושי אפילו כל כן גומו, פעם רינון הוכה, די צורך להמתים בקדושן דרייס. ופי, מי די פרדיש אסליל משמוך החושב רבינו במסירה יחודוי, עושה שפה. ויש לאימא, ורבינו במסירה, די סובה יהי זיקה, אין הקדוש מפקים הזיק. So Taylor says, it all depends whether I say Yeiseke or we don't say Yeiseke. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, that he says Yeiseke, so what does it mean? Yeiseke with rice. But with rice, it's not a kinyanishes of Dushma. It's a kinyanishes, but not of Dushma. So Mimele, so in a Dushma of Kimazike, because just as the Israel war cannot be Mafkia, the kinyanishes of Dushma that was how before, so the Israel war cannot be mafkia the kiyanishes that is not of dush. Avol rabob bin sova reim zike. So the whole zike consists only in so zike. But there is such a thing as zike midraise. But if we say in zike, so zike does not mean that the yevome is maritally yavam. But zike means that the yevome is maritally attached. Attached to the Yavam. So since there is no kinyanishes in the Yavam, according to Rabbi, v'loyosal Yavam, elu mishum bitel, mitzas Yavamim, uloche porich, I maimah, keine lebishamai kinyan gomo, ze yase kinyan gomo v'yikne, ze yase maimah v'yikne. So mimele, if there is no zike, if there is zike, so that means, if we say yes, okay, so if Malibu de Bishama, that Maimar is kinem with Raise, so it wouldn't be Mafkia the Kiyanishes, that the Yom has in the Yom. Because he's already clear to him. True, he makes him Maimar. So Mimele, she becomes an Achisishte, an Israelvo. But the Israelvo can only preclude the Chaleis Kiyanishes, but he cannot be Mafkia. A kinyanishes that was already held before. So, but Rabobin holds Einzike. So there is no kinyanishes. So neither Yov, neither Levi nor Yehuda has any kinyanishes in the Yevome. So Mimele, if one of the Yevomim makes a mama in a certain Yevome, is Mikadisha because of a Bishtar, so she becomes his wife. So the other one, the sister, so the marital attachment is Poka. The kinyanishes could not be Poka. That was already Chal could not be Poka, but the marital attachment could be Poka as a result of the Israel war. Even though the marital attachment took effect already. This is what he said. ולאח הפולך, אם מים הקינו בשם הקינים גומו, זה יעשה קינים גומו ויקנה, ויעשה מים ויקנה. But then, if Rabob, Jew Rabob, and says, ain't zike, but there is still an Isa of Bitmisi Romin, so Tesis says, as far as the Isa of Bitmisi Romin is concerned, so there is an Eitze, if it will don't be Vasachas, if the Maimer, Yidin cannot be don't be Vasachas, but Maimer, Kdushi Kesef, so he can make the same Shliach, he should be Mikadeish, Rochel and Leye, to the two Yivomim, so they'll both become Mikodeshes at the same moment. ויראה את פה, ומה מכינו בשם הקינים גומו, זה יעשה קינים גומו ויקנה, זה יעשה מים ויקנה, ויכינו לעשה משליה בסחס, דדלקת בתור מסביבון. והוא, לישור האוכל, לקיימה, אפילו לרבי בן פסרת, ופרק על דחים, ששניים מהם נשויים, ואיזה חוי יש דייס עליו כותו לסייפה קידמו וקינסו יציאו? או אם אביא דישה נגבית על הדחים, שהחוי יש לו יובו יש לאילום לכלל הטח, שכל אחס אחיס קוסי, אבל היכה, תאחיס יבומה, אסיה, לכלל היתר, לאחה שיוסי אחה, לאחה שיוסי אוכיב מייסה, לא יחמיר להיצי, because the היצי that's a knas. So mainly in that case, where it's אסיה, לכלל היתר, so that knas, the חכומים didn't apply. Did the Rav Mai in Timus if they come in Gomez Nam Rino or the Rav Yudin Shmuli reported the Rav Mai? He is Lima, the Hoche Mashma, the Rav Yudin Mishmi the Rav Komolo, the Koya the Ravune, the Koma Mishmi the Rav, Shmeres Yom, Shemeso Muteres Bin, Mutari. Alright, next mission. Shnei Achim, Umeis Echod Mehem, Rubin and Shimon, and then Rubin died, Vyib Mashem Yashesh Sochi, and Shimon was Miyab, Roche, Eishes Rubin. And then Levi was born, umates. Suppose when Reuben died, so Shimon made Vishikese in Roche, so Ashnio. The Tzoro is Chaletzes V'loi Misyaben, because the Maimer is only Kena Mid Rabbonov, so Mimele Mid Raise she is not a Tzora as she's Tzora V'loi V'lomei, only Mid Rabbonov she is a Tzora V'lomei, so she's Chaletzes Misyaben. Reb Shimon Eimea, now Reb Shimon does not have reference to the case of Osama Maimer, but Reb Shimon has reference to the case of Loi Osama Maimer. So in other words, so the Tanakame says, so Rav Shimon says, "Miyab leizem em sheyirtze, oichilitz leizem em sheyirtz, leizem sheyirtz." All right, Rashi. Umeisam miyab leizem sheyirtze, uptur achavato. Vilava ayosu b'mayim akoy. El areishik diktone or ishem yitze. Yichut, kol Rav Shimon, chiv gichshenila. Kvor misyab mo. In other words, vitziv first is it was yib mashen es yisoch. And then Levi was born. So when Levi is born, she is not Ishes Rubin anymore. She is Ishes Shimon. So Mimele, we cannot say Nesra Shalachas. So Mimele, then Shimon died. So then the Nefile is from the Ishes of Shimon, not from the Ishes of Rubin. So Mimele can be Miyabma. The Chim Shalilat Kwan is Yabma, Lois Alzheim, because Nisya Yabma Ishna. Meilam is Mutash. Omar Avesh. Cholu Koyo, Reb Shimon, Advarishen. In other words, here the Mishnah discusses the case of Shnei Achim Ruben Mishimen, Umeis Echod Men, Ruben died, V'yiven Ashein Yeshiz Yisochiv, and first Shimon was Miyam Rochel, Eishes Ruben, and then Levi was born. That's this Mishnah. But the previous Mishnah, Keishat Eishes Yisochiv Shloi Yabilomei, Shnei Achim Umeis Men, Umeis Echod Men. So Ruben died, and then Shimon remained. But then, before Shimon was Miyab Mrochel Ishes Ruvein, so Levi was born. So in other words, the first Mishnah is reference to the case of Neilad Vahakeinim. The second Mishnah is reference to the case of Yibun Vahakein Neilad. Of Yibun Vahakein Neilad. So Amar Aveishe, Cholu Koyo Reb Shimon Advo Rishen. Not only does Reb Shimon say that Miyab Mleizem and Sheyirtze, in the case of Yibun Vahakein Neilad, where Shimon was Miyab Mrochel Ishes Ruvein, and then when he was born, so then we understand as to why if Shimon dies, so Levi can be Miyab, because she never became Asura Mitzad Yisrael of Ruvein, But she became, when Levi was born, so she became Asu on him, mitzadiyishes of Shimon. But even in the case of the first Mishnah of Meilad Mahakeyiv, so when Levi was born, she was not as yet married to Shimon. Shimon was not as yet, had not as yet been miyavim her. So then we should say Neschol of Shachas. So Rabbeisha says that we don't say, according to Rav Shimon, we don't say Neschol Shachas. Even the case of Neil Akeiv. And we don't say Neschol Shachas. So as Rabbonon, Neilad Mahakein Yibn, where we say Neschol Shachas, so certainly my boy Elad Rav Shimon is there. Vitone reishu lidaachot yechad Rav Shimon, vitone seik lidaachot yechad Rabbonon. Ugedin udinich Rav Shimon reishu. Elad Rabbonon adesayim lenusayim, vihod apolik aleim. So the Gemara says Kashi, according to Rabbeisha, that choluko yo Rav Shimon. Av Borisheino, so even the case of Neilad Mahakein, where Levi was born first, and then she was Miyabim Roch Leshesuli, and then Shimon died, so Levi can be Miyabim. But in such a case, she was there before Levi was born. So, the moment Levi was born, so Rochel became Asurani. So it's Nesel of Shachas. Still, Rav Shimon says that when Shimon dies, so Levi can be Yammer. So, when do we visualize? But obviously, Rav Shimon will also say, agree, that there is such a halacha of Yishesoch Shalei Blom is Asura, because there is Yigzas HaKosel, Ki Yesh V'Achim Yadov. So, in what case will you apply, to what case will you apply the Yigzas HaKosel of Yishesoch Shalei Blom? And Yishesoch Shalei Blom and Rav Shimon Mishkas Lo. So, Gemara says, gives two Yechetimtzes, two situations, where we can visualize the halacha of Yishesoch Shalei Blom, even according to Rav Shimon, who says that even the case of Neilad V'Hakein Yivn, so the Yishesoch Shalei Blom is Muteres in the second Nefilah. What are the two situations where Rav Shimon will be made that there is a Nisar of Yishesoch Shalei Blom? So one situation is V'Chadach. There was only one. So, V'Kachas Lo V'Chadach, there was Reuven. He was married to Roch, and then he died. V'Neilad lay, and after he died, so Shimon was born. So of course in that case, Shimon cannot be Miyabim Roch. Iname betray. Even in the case we can visualize, even the case where there were originally two Achim, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven died. But Shimon was not Miyabim. And Loimitz. And then Levi was born. So then he cannot be Miyabim Roch. Levi. Bishlei, so you more as a kash. Bishlei meyibim, a kash against Rabbeish. Bishlei meyibim, vahakein ilad, ki ashke chebet heir ashke. So we understand this why Rav Shimon says, in the case of Yibim vahakach ilad, Reuven and Shimon took others, and Reuven died, and then Shimon was miyab rochel, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon died. So Rav Shimon says that Levi can be miyab rochel, because when Levi was born, so Rochel was already the ishes of Shimon. And then when Shimon died, so she was nifeles, machmas the ishes of Shimon. And there was no neschol of shachas. Ki ashka betirash. So when Shimon was born, when Levi was born, so at that moment, Rochel became Asurani. So, and then Shimon later, after Levi was born, Shimon was Miyabim, and then Shimon died. So how can Levi be Miyabim? It's Nesel of Shachas. El Neila Dakeyibim, my time. So the Gemara says, Kosova Yei Zike, V'Zike Kiknuset Amin. So Rabbeisha says that according to Rav Shimon, so Yei Zike, but there is one the fundamental distinction between Yei Zike of the Adat Tanoim. The Zikr of the Adat Tanoim means that Midrash says the Yovan acquires the King Nishes, but not the King Nishes of Gdush. Mashenkin, according to Rav Shimon, Rabbi Isha says, Yezike means that he acquires a King in Gdush. A King in Gdush. So, by the time he comes over, Yezike, Vizike, Kiknusedam. All right, let's see the Rashi. Abba Rishenu Vikashora Nila Kenim. The Yitonim Mishni Yisera Likula Hayi Bobe the Reish. Leman Kotono Lo. Yil Abdi Prut Rapshim Ha'alo Kaimi. Lo Ketani Lashmin Akhir Vahi Shore. Leman Kotono Lo. Lashmin Amil Se Leman Yitzrach. Yil Yil Rabon Lashmin Yisur Le Rabonon. Dolo Yisav Le Heta Le Rapshim Nishmam Es Le Reish Edo Le Ayrabi. Vinota Lo. Hintle. Vod Apolik Alei Bechule Milse. Bechad Ache. Divada Miki Azik 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 Shalo Yil Belome Asur Le Delisyam. אם נאמה בתחי אחר, הוא מייסה אחד, ונילד להם מוח השלישי, ולא יהיה בזה אשר נסיבנתי, ולא יהיה מייס. אסור לזה שנילד לך, מייסה ליבומו, מזיקה סוח שלא יהיה בלומד. אבל איך נילד מה שאין ראשים אלמוד ליאב, פה כזיקה סוח על רישי. So it's kiknuso. So she's already מקודשת to him. Everything. פה כזיקה סוח ריש נסליש, so זה השני. אם נאמה לא יהיה מה השני, הוא יהיה בויסקו כולי, הרי כיקנוסו לכמון, וכשמייס מותרס לשלישי. But in other words, if we say Yezik and Zik Kiknuso, so it's always Yiv Vahaken Eilad. Even if Bimtzies, it's Neilad Vahaken Yiv, but Al Pedin, it's Yiv Vahaken Eilad. But in Ashka Shneshalo Shahacha Shalimitzke Kolem Kiyavish and Plum, Yev Zike, Kishenokhlov Vahashen Yikim Rosh Shalzem Diko Lishene Alima Azike, Vishavi Kiknuse. So it's already, so the moment of the death of Reuven, it's Yiv and Shimon. So Mele, even if Levi is nailed at 1 minute later, so it's already Yibe Vahagenil. Vahavleki Yibe Rutsegnil.
Jurayan Tess, Chofov Adarbeis, Heitov Shalom, of March 28th, 1976, on Sunday, in Yevamos.
So Rabbeisha said, Cholukoye Rav Shimon al-Barishen, that even the case of nailed Vahaken Yibin, so Reb Shimon says that in the Nefila Shniyo she is muteres, even though we could say, so we should say in the case of Nelad Vahaken Yivn, so at the time when Levi is born, I mean Reuven and Shimon took brothers, and Reuven was married to Rochel, and Reuven died, and then Levi was born. And after Levi was born, so Shimon was Miyabim Rochel. So the moment Levi was born, before Shimon was Miyabim Rochel, she became Asura on him. So Mimele it's Nesro Shoachas. So then, when Shimon is Miyabim, marries Rochel, and then Shimon dies, so we should say that Levi shouldn't be able to be Miyabim her, because of Nesro Shoachas in the first Nefilah, Bishas Nefilah. So still, Rabbeisha says, Cholokoye Reb Shimon, that Levi can be Miyabim Rochel, even the case of Nelad Vahaken Yid. Even the case of Nelad Vahaken Yid. Alright. So the Gemara is the Kashe, El Yishisochim Shalom Yibilomi Reb Shimon Lech Mishkach Aslo, but there is a Xer Zakotsu of Shnei Achim Kish and Shnei Achim Yardo. So the Gemara says, Bichad, so we can visualize, according to Rabbeisha, the Xerzakosu with the Shisorim Shalom Bilome is Asuro to Levi, Bichadache Umis, Vimil Deoch. In other words, there was just one brother originally, Reuven, he was married to Rochel, and then Reuven died, and after Reuven died, Shimon and the brother was born. Iname, Bitrei, Viloyim, Viloyimates. Viloyimates. So we can also visualize, according to Rav Eishe, Alib de Rav Shimon, if they are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven was married to Rochel and Reuven died, and he is not Miyaveh, Shimon, and then Levi was born. So if Levi, what Levi cannot be Miyaveh Rochel. So the Gemara is the Kasha Bishlemi even Vahakene Ilat Kiashkecha Betera Ashkecha. So Mimele it's not Nesra Shachas, Vishas Nefile. Because at the time when Levi is born, so she is already Eishishime. And it cannot say at that time she becomes Asuro because Mitzat Nesra Shachas, because it's not in Nefile anymore. Elonila Vahakene Yibn. So my time, but Nila Hakin Yibn, so before Shimon is Miyabim, and Levi is already born, so Memele Shibi she is Asuro, and it's still Shas Nefile. It's still Shas Nefile, so we should say Nesra Shachas. So Maita Kosova, Yezike, Vizike, Kiknuso. So in other words, that even the case of Neilad v'Hakeiv, so it's considered like Kiv v'Hakeiv. Because the moment Reuven dies, even though Shimon did not as yet miyab Rochel, so it's considered the first moment. L'le'achar misas Reuven, it's considered as if Shimon was Kenesa. Because Zike itself is Kiknus. And then, so Mele, even Neilad v'Hakeiv is considered like Kiv v'Hakeiv, because of Zike Kiknus. Mask of Rav Yitzchak. Hashti zike umayma misapkele in Reb Shimon iki knuse damye lavki knuse damye. So there is a sofik according to Reb Shimon, even when the zike is followed by mayma, whether it's considered like knuse or not. So zike lechude mi boye, so how can we say that zike uncoupled with mayma is bivadai kiknus? How do we see that even zike plus maimer is not vadai is knuse? Vitnan shleisha achen isuin sholish noshim nochiyos umei sechod mehem viyoso besheini maimer. So in other words, suppose they were three brothers. Noshish leish nochi umei sechod mehem Reuven died. And then Shimon made a maimer in let's say Rochel, we also b'sheini maimer, but he wasn't Kenesa. Umeis, and then Shimon died, and Shimon had another wife. So I lechilt says ulo misyab meis, lechilt misyab mishenema umeis echomem yivom yovioleo mishole zikas yivom meachot lisholeo zikashne yivomim. Reb Shimon Eimer miyabm leize mehem sheyirtze. So first of all, is miyabm leize mehem sheyirtze. He can be miyabm, let's say Rochel, and he can be miyabm, let's say Leah and Rochel are not sisters. But in addition to be miyabm one of the two, he can be chilitz lishnir. He has to be chilitz lishnir. So yivum et avay eloy. So he cannot be miyab Rochel and Leah. Why did he only yezik? Because if we say yezike, and here it's zike and maimer, because Shimon made a maimer. He was mikadish Rochel with kesed before he died. So mimdil meyezik. So mimele, she's the wife. She became the wife of Shimon. So mimele. Both, then when Shimon dies, so Rochel and Leah are both nevelis from whose bais? From the bais of Shimon. So, and one is not allowed to be miyabim two yivomes from the same bais. Vavishne yivomes are bois and bais echot. Then yivomecho deviftaridoch loy. And to be miyabim, let's say Rochel and Pater. And Pater the other one, the deal to that not, the deal mein zike kiknusa. So in other words, even Zike plus Maimer is not Kiknuso. So that means that Rochel is Nifeles before Levi mitzad the bias of Reuven. And Leah is Nifeles to Levi before Levi mitzad the bias of Shimon. So Bahavlishne Yivomis Abois Mishne Boti. Alma Misabkele. So we see that according to Reb Shimon, it's a subject to him. Even in the case of Zike plus Maimer, alachas kamo v'chamo, zike by itself could not be considered bivadai knus. Vavleshti yivom isaboyis mishnebot al misabke. V'chiteim emideraise ochenamed miyab mechode umifterechod, because even zike by itself without maimer, so is considered ki knus. So mimele, both Rochel and Leah considered both as the wives of Shimon. So the male see, so they are shnei yivomes from one bais, so he can be miyab one and part of the other. But why does he say? So v'chitim d'raisach na miyab nechode u'mifter echode. So why does Reb Shimon say miyab leizim en sheyirtze? But the other one has to get chlitze. because of his special zeir. Midraisoch nam yav mechod mifter chode umidrabonu udoseh zeir el mishum shemo yemru beizivomeis haboeis haboeis nishnei voti. So chod, so people say chode miyav me viyidach mifter leklum if will allow, if Reb Shimon will allow in this case that Levi should be miyav chode and the other one should become poter. So Mimele people say that in the case of two Yivomeis who certainly come from Shnei Botim. Here they do not come from Shnei Botim, because if we say Ziko Kiknuso, so Mimele that means that they are both the wives of Shimon. But if we allow her to be that Levi should be Miyab one and Pata the other one. So then people say, even the case of Beis Yivomeis Aboyis Mishnei Botim. So also, is Chode Miyabme V'yidoch Mifter Lebeklum. Now the question is, according to Reb Shimon, we are dealing here with Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, so Ziko is Kiknuso. So how do we have a case of Shnei Botim? So it's always a case of Bais Echod, because even though he was not Miyam and then Shimon died, so it's considered as if he was Miyam. So it's considered as if he was Miyam the moment of the death of Reuven. So how can we have a case of Shtei Yivomeis Aboyis Mishnei Botim? So Rashi was bothered by it. So Rashi says Gzei Roshem Oyeimu Shtei Yivomeis Aboyis Mishnei Botim. Let's say according to Rabbi Yisrael Aglili that so suppose now when can we say Zike Kiknuso if Reuven died first and then a minute later, it doesn't matter how much later, even 1 minute later Shimon died, so then we say before Shimon died, so it's considered as if Shimon had already been Miyabim, had already been Canis Rochel. But suppose the Mamish died, Reuven and Shimon Mamish died the same split second, not a split second, one after the other. Now that's Tolin Machlekes, whether Efshalit Samtzim, we Efshalit Samtzim. But Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds that Efshalit Samtzim. So this is what the Gemara means. So gzeiro shema yeimu shtei yivomis aboyis mishnei botim vinoflu vibasachas bitzimtzum dilek lemeima asher orisheino uskiko libal ashnio vyosu lemeima name. So in that case we cannot say kiknuso. So vyosu lemeima, so if we allow that Levi should be miyab one and pata the other in the case where we say kiknuso, so then people will say that even where the both died vasachas, we also say that one it can be miyab one part of the other, and they're not. So vasal mina namit siam chodiv teridach. Now, so many rishonim don't like this explanation by Rashi, because even according to Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, that actually it's something, but it's certainly very very unusual and common. So Mele, why should the Chachomim make Gzeire because of such an unusual situation? For a Milzer Lishriche, the Chachomim wouldn't make Gzeire. So Mele, they mention another case, which Teisa says, Pire vikunt reshenofu vasachas kravitz agvil dem resho itzamtzim. Voidi shlima, ki in shino rishenu yavu lochi vasheini shemeis shelo yisru iskuka klal. So we cannot say that the rishenu rochel, if Rochel, let's say in the case where Rochel happens to be an Ervo to Shimon, let's say Chameisi of Shimon, or whatever Ervo she is, so maybe we cannot say the moment Reuven died, so Rochel became Knuso of Shimon, she's an Ervo to Shimon. And then later, Shimon died, and Shimon had his own wife. So maybe they are both Nephilim before Levi, from two different bodies. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. בחד אחר, דיבדה אם כי הזיק הזה שלא הולי ולא מאסור לזה להסיעד. אין אמה בתרי אחי, ומי זו אחות ומי עד להם אוך השליש ולא ידם זה השני הסיבן ולא ימס איז אסור על זה שנילד לחמיס ליבמו מזיק אס אוך שלא ידלומי אבל היכד ידם השני פוק הזה כסוך הגישן ונעשה אישתי של זה השני אינם לא ידם השני הוי גויסקו כל היריו ככנוסו כנקמו וכשמס מותרס לשליש בתיר אשכה של נס חולף שואה אחר שלא יזכו כל מכיר בשם כלום יהי זיקה כשנוקת לפני השני כנגרוסי של זה וניסקי כל בשני עלי מההי זיקה לשב יהיה ככנוס והבה לה כיובן לסבני לה זיקה שיובן מאחור כאין שלא ינוקת לו לפעם אחס אוי שכינסו שני ופוקו זיקה לשני וכשמס אין כאן לזיקה סיבים של שני אוי לא יעשו בו מים מרומס אין כאן לזיקה סיבים של ריצ'ים ועכשיו יש כאן לזיקה סיבים של שני יבומים שיש לו קצת זיקה מרגיש כל זמן שהוא יסייב מלפוק את הקוסם מהשן ויצור עושה איש השן אסור בשם דידו מיים לו איזה שיש לסלעתו של לזיקה שני יבומים ומיים הכן הרי איש השני ואין כאן לזיקה סיבים ואין כן הרי כמי שאיני ואין כאן לזיקה סרישן וחילת לשני ומשם סוויקים פרוש ועוז ובא יסכו ורחמון אומר את ביסוחים בא יסכו דבני ולבני שני בוטים ומפטר ידוח די זיקה ככנוס את העמי וקולשקין זיקה אומיים סודי גמורה סייז וכי תאים מדרעי סוכנם ליאב נחודם מפטר חודם דרבון דוס אגזר שם שם ים בזיבון הברית מועטים וחודם יאב מבידוך מפטר בלי כלום יקן עצי דת ואותי מדרפשים הם משומיים ולאו מים הרו דיתן יאום עליהם רפשים אליך חומים עם המורי של שני מים הרי ששני הוא בייל ועם המורי של שני אין מים הרי ששני הוא בייל so in other words so the reason is to why רפשים אליהם זה סוף it may be שיש ככנוסו is because of the fact that there was מים הר in addition to the זיקה but זיקה by itself it appears that it's certainly not ככנוסו certainly not ככנוסו So it's a kasha against Rabbeish. Omle Abaye v'loi shneloch bin zikas yov mechod li zikas shne yivomim. Dil mekom rabshim in ziko ki kikus adam ye biyov mechod. Avol bishne yivomim loi. Avol bishne yivomim loi. So Abaye says that when does Rabbeish say that his ziko is kiknuso that is if there is one yov But in the case where there are shnei yivomim, then we do not say ziko kiknuso. Ziko kiknuso. So mele in this case where there are two yivomim, so we do not say ziko kiknuso. Umishonu le Rav Shimon, vatnan ye klalo ma Rav Shimon kol shalei de kedemes kinsuyin lo yichiletzes ve lo yimisiyabemes. So if the lady, if Levi was born before Shimon was kenes, let's say roche so then is loicholetzes v'loy misyabemes but nisuim kedem l'leide if Levi was born after Shimon was kines roche oicholetzes so misyabemes because he found a beheta my love be of mechot so v'kotone loicholetzes v'loy misyabemes so even be of mechot so he says that if the l'leide is kedemes l'insuim So then, loichaletzimus yabemes. But if we say ziko kiknusro bayov mechot, so mimele, even though bimtzias the lady was kidemes linsuin, but al pidin we consider it as if the nisuin had taken place before the lady. So the gemara says loy bishneivon, avu biyav mechot mayochaname oichaletzimus yabemes yochad itone nisuin kedem the lady oichaletzimus yabemes liplig leisnim in the day bamedvar mamurim. בשני יבומים אבל ביום מחוד הוא יחלץ לסוג מסייבנס so you want to say סקולה בשני יבומי כמייר ושנוי שלו כמייר so that way so we can say like a buy in other words because the price is dealing with שני יבומים but in a chaname that's why it makes a distinction between later kedemes linsui and nisui kedemes lelele but in the case of Yom Mechot then it's always alpidin considered like nisui kedemes lelele so the Gemara refutes that ve'alomai klole but he mentions a klal So, he mentions it clearly, general rule. According to Abaye, so there is no such law. V'yoyid mosif raveyshe gimul achim mosif raveyshe. So in other words, so Teisves deduces from this, in other words, that there is a difference. One is Rav Oishie, and one is Rav Oishie. So kam echiyah kibeshatam, di Rav Oishie lav hayne Rav Oishie. So dim lachim shnayim em nisuim shtei achoyitz, o yisho ubito, o yisho ubaz bito. Oy shou bazno harilo khayt ze soll mis yab mis wir abschimmen beite wie soll gedai doch so mag abschimmen sie ke knuse dam je li ob ka maise wie tief da gedoch so why does the mishnah say gim lach shnay mehem nisu im shtei achoyts and then they both died, let's say Reuben, Shimon and Levi. So Reuben and Shimon were married to Shtei Achoyitz, and then Reuven and Shimon died. So Reb Shimon patters. Tanakama says Are Lochel Tzisroim Lisyadmes, and Reb Shimon patters them. But if we say because Alter Shimon, because of Reb Shimon Zikoki Knusa Damye, so Mimele, the first one. So Liyadn Kamaise. So the one, let's say Roche, so whose husband died first. So Mele, so he could be, and then Shimon died. So she is already kiknuso. V'tif taridoch. So then the other one, when Shimon died, so Leye is Rachel's isha because Rochel is considered as the ashes of Shimon, as the ashes of Shimon. So Mele, she should be eitzes because of Rachel's isha. Omar Avamro, my poiter name poiter bishnir. So, Poita Bishni. Now let's see the Rashi. We have look at my say, Hayid in Ofla Bereishe, Vafil lo his pick with Kenso, Ache in Ofla Acheso, Mayich Paslon, to have a Zike Kamaise Kiknuso, Vitifta Basraise, Mishmachis Isho, Vikamaise Tisiam, Vichyob Mechodeim. So, Omar Avamrom, my peita bishnio, shenof lacheino. So when Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon peita, that means that the shnio, let's say Leah. So, she is duro, enoch name because of Achesish. Vatanya Reb Shimon peita bishteye. So Reb Shimon says that both up to rates. So, Omar Roge Shnio Shebisugze Vashnio Shebisugze. So in other words, so Roge assumed at first that when the Mishnah says Gimul Achim Shnayim Nisuim Shtei Achoyis O Yisho Ubito O Yisho Ubaz Bito O Yisho Ubaz No, so that means that the two brothers were each one had two wives. In other words, so Reuven was married, let's say, to Rochel, and then Shimon was married to Leah, the sister of Rochel. And then Reuven was married, he had another wife, and then Shimon was married to the daughter of the other wife of Reuven. And then Reuven was married, had a third wife, and then Shimon was married to the Basbito of that third wife. And Reuven had a fourth wife, and Shimon was married to the Basbno of that fourth wife. So in other words, not. So Rove assumed that the Pshat the Mishnah is not different cases. Gimul Achim Shnayim Nisuim, either Shtei Achoyis or Isho Bito or Isho Basbito. But in other words, each one of the two brothers, Reuven had four wives, and Shimon had four wives. So in other words, so each one of the wives of Shimon was either a sister of one of the wives, or the Isho Bito, Bas Bito, Basno. So when he says Peiteya, when Rav Shimon is Peita Bishteyen, So he says, Rabbi says, Shliyo shebisuk ze, va shliyo shebisuk ze. Shliyo shebisuk ze. Rashi, imo yo shliy shachim. Shnayim hem nisuyim shtey achoyis. Viyisho ubito. Umeisu shleyem. Vinofu lifnei ashlish. Achas min arishenis misyabemes. Ushtayim achrenis ipturis. דחוד מן הראשון יש חשוב וכתנוסו ומסייבנס והשני יש פטור האחס משמערבו דהי מנהל מן הראשון יש אחד שיהיה כנוסו יש לו חודו קריבו בשתיים השני יש נמצא האחס יצא יש משמערבו ושניו משום צרוס ושניו משום צרוס זו כתוי דגמור אסס כתוי רובה כתוי רובה בערבו זוג חוד דאויוי קטון ואויד רב שימן פייטר ברבוסו מבוילה. First of all, the Mishnah says אוי. So in other words, it means not that each one had four wives, but different cases. And then why does he say פייטר בשניהם? So he should say פייטר ברבוטון ברבטון. ואי תן לרב שמעון פייטר בשתיהן מנחליץ מהייב משלם על מישהו אחרי שלא הסיקח לצחיה בשור שנעשו צור לזו לזו יראי לכל לקוחן אפילו באחס מה. So it's a special גזירס הקוסו that if they become צור as בזיקה, so ממילא it's מפתיע the whole זיק אלו מרבש. So the question is if רב שמעון holds that זיקה is כקנוסו, so Mimele, the one that died first, so his wife, let's say Rochel, should be considered as the knus of Shimon, and then the other one should be Eitzes because of Achis Isha, not that both should be Pokad Ezik. Elo Maravash, I di nofu bazeh achaze ochename, ochem mayaskinon di nofu basachas. V'Rav Shimon somelo kabyeisi aglili domar efsholi tzamtzi. וכתוי הרובה בהנח הבו יזוק אל מסניס לסבדאית עוד רובה מהירה רובה דמהירה כשנוף וכול לפני יוב מח מתארית שניו שמזוזה ושניו שמזוזה ותוי שמיודה חודד אויוי כתונו אישו ביטא ומאפקול בחדי סעצקינות ואיבים כן כול חדי סעצקינות שהקימו לאחים שניים מסוים שתי אחוי ואישו ביטו ושבזביטו ושבזנו כל אחד נוסו ארבע נושים ומייס ונוף ומהשלישי וכל מרפשים את דחס מהרישייניס מסייבם אל השליס תוריס ארבעתו מבו ילידו דלת שני לסיקה בשור שנעשו אחיס צור איזו איזו, כי נוחש נופני יום מחות, אפילו באחס מן, אל מטבעי פטורי, איב נופו בזה אחס, הוכן אמר לי, זה ככתוס אדם לי, וכמה איזה רוחו בנופו מסיע במס, אפילו אחד אפילו השניו. כי רבי איזה אגלי לבות here, the mission is reference to the case, where they were meisu, woman and chimen were meisu in the same moment. כי רבי איזה אגלי לבחיר את רוחל שלו, ביטחו ביולדו שני זכורים, ויוצרו שני ראשים כאחות, רבי יסי אמר שניהם לקיים, וחכום אמרים רמחות לאי ואחד לקיים, ויהיה אפשר לצמצם, ולוצר שניהם כאחות. אלו אחד יצא וישאר פייס לזרחם, והשני חום, ומשום לידי יהיה מנעי, הוותווה יסוף יבחרס, ונשנחו לקיים, והשני יירה שני יסטוי, ויוכל במומי לבעל הבייס, וכנם מסוף הרב שמעון, אפשר לצמצם, מיסה שני אחים כאחות, ולקר חודד יתר ברישינו, ושתיים פטורייס כדיאלי טעם מלצחיה דיר לאף כרבי יסיעד לילי הווה לחוד הרישיינו ולידי ההם עיניי ותאווי לי בו יחליץ. Alright, so that means that רבי ש that רבי ש, I don't know what's so funny, nothing funny here. So the Gemara, so according to רבי ש, so in every case, even the case of Neilat Mahaken Yibn, so it's considered like Yibn Mahaken Neilat, because the moment of the Nefile, so it's considered as if Shimon was Kenes. This is what Rabbeisha says. Rav Pope Omar, be Yibn Mahaken Neilat Polik Rav Shimon, be Neilat Mahaken Yibn Loi Polik. So in other words, when does Rav Shimon say that in the second Nefile, so Rochel can be Misya Bemes by Levi, so that is only in the case of Yibn Vahakenelat. So that means Reuben and Shimon, two brothers. So Reuben died and then Shimon was Miyabim Rochel, And then, after Shimon was miyavim Rochel, so Levi was born. So Mimele, there is no Neschosho Achas, Bishas Nefile. Even though, when Levi is born, so you could say that she becomes Asura on him, not only because of the Ishesach of Shimon, but also because of the Ishesach of Reuven. That depends.